Serios, ne tale.
That is my training people wrote about the what they do.
Uh-huh.
So today is 7th now, right?
7.
So it's 4 days now.
Yeah.
I will ask him to show which to clean, okay?
Okay.
Because 7, like now is 4 days, should have some dirty there, okay? I call him downstairs.
Okay. Okay.
You can take your book.
Michelle, which day do you clean?
Oh, you're not gonna come with, so I can show you what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last hello.
Month. Hello.
We're just on the same page.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Okay, where do you wanna go?
Yeah.
No, I don't like to use the high pressure gun water actually. But if heavy rain like that, maybe use a little bit. But I prefer use she uses a spoon and a pan to clean it. Because I don't want high pressure gun, spray that thing makes maybe the bird panic. If you just spray to the bird, they'll kill the bird.
So I know you weren't here the last time. Yeah, I didn't really need to do it while the birds are inside the cage. The high pressure is for obviously when you move the birds to another cage and then clean the cage properly while the birds are out of the cage.
After 4 days. Hmm? The 3rd August to clean that. The 3rd August to clean the floor. Bro, we can use that's what depends on the weather. The weather dries in 3 years. Alright.
What I meant was the floor is a problem here with these type of cages, right? Because now everything can get stuck here as you're cleaning. It doesn't just wash out to drainage. Okay? Because I saw you had like other cases like that one, for example. It's easier to clean out under it. And the birds don't sit in there. But I could not make the roof here again, okay? So what I said is it would be better if you have these raised cages.
Raise the pressure.
Use the pressure.
Everything gets stuck here.
No.
We have space here now. Here. Mm-hmm. We need that, eh? Yeah. We tried. That's yeah. Right, literally. We tried.
So if you have more cages, like, I know you have some that's already lifted.
This is the also have space there. We press at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
We use that.
How often do you clean this?
Once a week.
Mm-hmm. You do this more often because it's food. It's all food, poop. Like every day, you could just like at least take a scoop and brush it out.
We try our best. We try our best. Okay?
Yeah, the thing that I say about properly cleaning is like cleaning all the other stuff as well.
But I don't want to serve birds too often. If we do that, it's impossible. You see, birds want peaceful, okay? Like human beings. Human beings will get the house. You don't want clean. You can put a sign there, right? Don't disturb. Birds don't know that, right? But I can read the birds, don't want to disturb a human being clean. Okay, birds, not a human being. Mm-hmm. Like a human, like a full started house. No, they're like natural. You see the birds feet there? I think that is too dirty. No way. Okay, the birds feeding on the branches.
But they're not confined.
Sorry?
They're not confined. They're free to go wherever they want.
Yes, but they're both happy. If I see a bird happy, you can let them. These birds tell you they're not happy.
I want to explain to you.
As soon as the
animal is in custody control position, charge of an owner, somebody is looking after them. They are in cages. So we must make it the best that we can, like nature.
Already 4 days now. Okay, so only 2 days we're cleaning that again. Okay? I don't want to disturb my birds too often.
So what I'm saying is I respond for my birds.
My birds not sick. I'm listening to you. Okay.
So a better option of a cage would be something like this. Because it's lifted, it has a tray that you can pull out, it's easier to clean than this, where you have to move the entire cage just to clean that properly.
Sorry, I cannot do that. Because that cage is very big cage, big size. Okay, I cannot make that thing like that.
But then when I come here, I want to see that clean.
Oh, the best
every
way.
Time.
No, you. That
this
is
must be at least
too much. I think I can write. I can write email
every day.
I can write email to your head office. I could not do for every day clean that. Okay.
But I'm not saying like that's easy to just scoop up every day.
I cannot do every day like that. Okay, I cannot.
You know, I just
clean
this one on the third one. I just use water pressure pump.
The bird did not tell you they're not happy. The bird's not sick.
Just put two down there.
Just say confine the animal protection down there. Over there.
So how can I just manage it? So I'm supposed to clean each and every day. Just clean each and every day. I can't use water pressure or the same with electricity. Just eating electricity too much.
That's what you're saying. It's easier to have a train.
So anything that is in custody control possession or charge of an owner, any animal,
the
shelter counts.
Your office know that.
Which office? We didn't receive an email.
I sent head office, not send the willingly.
That's national.
That's national, yes. So you're not in charge by this.
I'm not in charge there.
Okay. So, my English is not good. Pay wrote the email to me. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because I wrote the email to
them. No,
what do you want? I will ask my lawyer. Okay? Fine. Ask him, my lawyer.
I can give you a copy of the animal's protection.
No, I want to use it. I want to use it because I could not go to all of protection. Okay.
Okay. So with all the animals, what I always write on here applies to every type of animal: dogs, cats, horses, bovine, birds, wild animals that's confined and owned by someone. So as soon as they are owned by you, they're in this cage, they're not outside in nature. Then we have to do certain things to make their living environment acceptable.
I don't understand English, sorry, I don't know what you talk. I want and don't want to waste time. Can you write the email to me, okay? Please. If you say something, you can write the underline. I'm Chinese. You see, even quote to Chinese, you have to interpret to try and translate the Chinese to me.
Okay, I understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't understand.
We've been talking fine the past.
I don't know that, really. You shouldn't pretend not to.
You're responding to what I'm saying.
That is, I don't understand. Can we continue on the conversation? I said, please, I'm not understanding what you're talking. You talk too fast, okay?
Okay, I can talk slower. So?
I'm recording, okay?
No problem.
Sorry, today as we say to one gentleman, one woman come here, my English is not very good. I hope you will write the email to me, because I wrote the email to the National Water Court Council of the SPCA, but this woman inspector said she's not charged by them, she not received the email, so I'm honest to her, I want to listen to her every word, so I asked her maybe she can write the email to me, what does she do? For my opinion, even the cook to the Chinese people, they have a special interpreter wrote to Chinese to them. So I hope to do that. If she speaks like that, I don't understand. I could not translate every word she wants. So she comes here, waste her time, waste my time. But she says talk slowly to me. But she has to let me understand. Okay? Look at me talk.
Can I translate on an app in Mandarin?
Yes.
Okay, so I can. Where do you do that?
So you did not receive that email. You did not receive my email
from the International Council. So they are in Johannesburg.
In Johannesburg. So they're not, you not listen to them. You listen by yourself. Or which is your head office?
They will come back to us because they received your email. We didn't receive it. Okay, so they will speak to my manager.
To your manager?
Yes.
So you have not read my email yet?
I don't have access because it was sent to my manager and the National Council. I have my own email.
Okay, it's fine. But they told me they, you will give me an answer in 7 days. If problem not solved, I can connect with them directly. I have the email in my hand. Okay, do you want to read the email?
I can try and explain, yeah?
Okay.